It's regarded as disrespectful. Disrespectful to society. What do you think? 0845-6060-973 is the number to call. You can text me on 84850. You can email ian@lbc.co.uk or tweet me at lbc973. Let's talk to Lynette Burrows. She's a family and moral campaigner and author of Fight for the Family. Lynette, good evening.
Hello.
Now, let's start on public displays of affection more generally, not sort of immediately go down the gay route here. What's your view of this? Well, if you see people kissing in public, do you think that actually they should be doing that behind closed doors, or do you have a little spring in your heart?
I have a little spring in my heart, I think. I mean, it very much depends, doesn't it? You know, this is a cultural thing, and people know how far they can get. I think, actually, two people engaged in heavy snogging would be rather embarrassing for people around them, and a bit offensive because of that. I think, you know, part of having anything worth, you know, any community worth the name is that you try, rather like an extended family, you try to take account of other people's feelings. So public displays of affection, yes, absolutely. And you say there was a time, well, you know, it's never been in my lifetime. We've always held hands and always have done. I don't think there's, you know, haven't been able to hold hands in public. I don't know when you're thinking of. Possibly.
Well, I suppose in the Victorian age, I mean, you weren't allowed to really do anything, were you?
That's not true. I had very large families, so, you know, they managed to do quite a lot.
They did it all in private.
Yes, true. And certainly, I mean, I suppose this would be very much the same sort of argument. And I remember in my day, I mean, the jazz clubs were very much the big thing. And in, you know, various corners, people would get a bit carried away and somebody would come along and tap them on the shoulder and say, you know, cool it. Mm. This is a public place, especially when they've had a drink and that sort of thing. They tend to slip a bit, but I don't remember anybody getting outraged, just saying, you know, that sort of thing. But, no, generally speaking, ordinary displays of affection are perfectly acceptable as long as they don't overstep a line which, you know, a common sense tells you is commonly felt.
Well, let's turn to the circumstances of what happened to these two guys in Soho last night. Mm-hmm. Now, it wasn't a gay pub, but, I mean, it was a pub in the middle of Soho, which, I mean, there are a lot of gay pubs around. These two guys were apparently on a first date and kissing in a pub and were asked to leave. Now, I would submit that if they had been straight, they wouldn't have been asked to leave. Is it fair to have different standards for gay people in these circumstances?
Well, you know, be realistic. I mean, as you know from the Office of National Statistics, who carried out the biggest survey ever done, slightly fewer than 1 in 100 people are homosexual.
Well, that's just not true. I mean,
it's regarded as between 5 and 10%. Oh, no, that's ridiculous. That was just plucked from Kinsey, who did all his experiments and his surveys amongst...
Well, certainly in Soho, I suspect it's more like 20 or 30%.
They certainly do congregate together for, I suppose, obvious reasons. But you can't get away from the fact that there is a natural revulsion. You said turn your stomach, and I think, you know, it is hard, and one wouldn't like to say that to a homosexual because we don't want to... you know, be unkind.
But why should it turn people's stomach?
Well, you know, you ask me.
I mean, I saw two women kissing the other night. It didn't turn my stomach.
Well, as a matter of fact, there is a difference between lesbianism and homosexuality and men. There is something absolutely that sort of hits you in the pit of the stomach when you see two men, two big hairy chins, two big men. Everything men do is far more significant than what women do, whether you like it or not.
Well, no, come on, what? There is no difference between two women kissing and two men kissing. They're both gay, they're both kissing.
There is a difference. Women actually have always walked around holding hands.
Not snogging, though.
They used to dance together in public. Now they don't because they're so afraid of being called lesbians, so they don't do it. So, to some extent, perfectly natural activities have been curbed by the fear of being classified as a homosexual. And I think that's an awful pity. But I just think we've got to be discreet with one another. That, you know, if people are going to accept that homosexual behaviour is absolutely natural to them... okay, but don't try and rub your face in it.
Well, no, but I don't think anybody is. I think you've got double standards here. If you say that it's